we bring you Viewpoint with Pete Stevenson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships. Today and all this week, we'll be looking at the topic, the father's role in the home. More and more psychologists are coming to realize the extent of a father's influence on his children. As the child grows up, the father is in a position to set an example for him. For a period of just a few years, primarily during the preschool years, the father has the opportunity of charting the course of his child's life. Today, I'd like to look at some of the ways in which the father can influence his family. Studies have shown that parents who expect high achievement from their children are much more apt to see good results. What generally follows from this type of parent is that he becomes more involved in the life of his child. The father, in this kind of a home, will more likely than not provide his children with opportunities to achieve in new areas. He'll be concerned with giving the child experiences that will broaden his background and equip him to face other challenges in life. Standards of excellence will be set for the child, and he'll learn early in life that he's to do his best and to be better than average in his achievement. When the boy or girl does well, the father will praise him. When the child does poorly, the father will react lukewarmly, in such a way so that the child knows that he must do better to receive his father's approval. It perhaps seems strange that children react so definitely to the attitude of their parents, but again, studies have shown that this is the case. One survey of some 3,000 youngsters averaging 10 years in age showed that all children have problems created by parental attitudes. This is why the father's interest in his children is so important. They are going to react in one way or another. If the father gives his love and interest to the child, he'll react positively in a way that will please the father. If the father becomes so wrapped up with his work or with other activities that he has no time for his children, they'll react to this. But the reaction will be a negative one, one that will bring frustration and continuing disharmony to the home. This is one reason why we see a rising rate of juvenile delinquency in America today. With many of the mothers employed and most of the fathers involved with work and activities all week, the family unit has disintegrated. According to studies, the average family dinner, which is usually the one time of day when a family can be together as a group, lasts just 10 to 20 minutes. Fathers who fail to take additional time with their children allow harmful attitudes to develop. Juvenile delinquents commonly come from homes where the father was either absent or where their home was mother-dominated. It's significant that Paul's exhortation to fathers is that they should provoke not their children to wrath. It seems as though the Holy Spirit directs this toward the problem that plagues many men. Coming home from a hard day's work, it's temptingly easy for a father to angrily reject his children's attempt to play with him. The excuse, "I'm too tired, go on outside and play," is one that's easy for a tired father to give. But tragically, it's also one that will drive a child away from the Lord. It's been well said that a child is not likely to find a father in God unless he finds something of God in his father. And a father who never takes time for his children does not represent the love of God to his family. Whether it's in achievement or attitude or spiritual growth, the father does influence his children. My challenge today is for fathers to realize this and to accept the responsibility of molding their children's lives to the glory of God.
You've just heard Viewpoint with Pete Stevenson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.